woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show.
Morning. And it's kind of cool outside.
Yeah, it is.
It's nice, crisp, but it'll get up to 27 today. Don't worry about that. We have got so much happening. By the way, the TFC game looked amazing last night. 15,000 people there. They drew even with the Red Bull, yeah. Like 1-1. But man, it was nice to see people in a Toronto stadium,
and
wasn't it?
Everybody was good from what I hear.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everyone was just enjoying themselves.
Behaving.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Summer Side Hustle. We got a $1,000 winner sometime before 8 o'clock this morning. And then at 8 o'clock, another keyword for you to get entered so you can win tomorrow. Checking in with the crew. Jax, what's on your mind?
Diddy's coming back with a new album, even though nobody really asked for it. He announced that he's going to be putting out a new project called Off the Grid Volume 1. And I don't know if he goes by Love Diddy or Diddy now or Daddy, but he has a new album coming out this fall,
right.
So you better get ready.
You know what? People hate on Diddy, but he had some bangers.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Like last night was a banger.
Yeah, he's a mogul for a reason.
100%. Now, Michaela, producer Michaela, what's going on with you?
I forgot to put deodorant on today.
I'm upset.
And you can, you know, I hate that feeling. It's like, oh, I can smell myself.
You know what you can do is pull a TJ and borrow some of mine. There you go.
Oh,
he's asked me for that.
Great.
We're family in here.
Communal deodorant.
Yeah.
That's not gross at all. Super cool. Hey, one of your favorite people in the city got a haircut, finally, and looks good. Daddy Mayor. We'll get to it at 7:10.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Haircuts have been one of the most premium items you can get this summer.
Oh, haven't they?
And one single haircut, or lack of one, I guess, has bound all Torontonians together.
Yeah.
And that is John Tory's lack of a haircut. Daddy Mayor, as we like to call him.
It's funny, even producer Michaela and I were saying just yesterday, we were like, he knows that he can get a haircut,
yeah.
Now, right? Like, he knows that it's open.
I think he's very aware of objects,
yeah.
And he didn't want to be, like, out of the gate,
yeah,
getting a haircut,
yeah,
right?
True,
and
fair,
I get it.
Fair.
So he got one yesterday.
Oh.
And he's back to, you know, a lot of people were like, listen, if you, because it was getting, like, 70s long, right?
It was getting thick,
if
yeah.
he had grown out those sideburns,
yeah.
he would have been a really good, like, 70s mayor, maybe do a little mustache, mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he didn't do that. He went back to his normal John Tory haircut. I was kind of hoping for,
commit?
He kept it a little long. Yeah.
Well,
I committed. My hair got long. I'm like, you know what? I haven't had long hair since I was 20. I'm keeping it.
Adam Wilde, you were talking about getting your hair cut every 3 days, though. You're like, I got to get this off my head.
I know.
Head.
Well,
I got to get
it was really
long.
Bad.
Well, yesterday on the show, we were talking about, because they just added Zaddy, like, properly into the dictionary. And John Tory is back to Zaddy status.
Where? What was he before?
He was.
Did he lose his Zaddy status?
Oh, yeah. He was
really?
Like.
Really?
Like shaddy, like shaggy daddy. Like, you know what I mean? He was a shaggy daddy.
So
but now he's back. Oh, he's back to Zaddy.
So would you say that in this city, he is Chief Zaddy?
Oh, CEO of Zaddy's for sure.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I know it's tough to feel bad for Taylor Swift just because people are like, listen, I know that she's had some drama, but she's doing okay.
Yeah, she's all right. But she has been through a lot.
I do, yeah. And you know what? I feel bad for her on this. So it was announced yesterday, officially, that Scooter Braun had filed for divorce from his wife, Yael Cohen. Now, the thing is, this comes on the heels of him saying happy 7th anniversary and then 4 days taking the post down because they separated.
Yeah,
so,
and there was a lot of allegations around him.
Was there?
Yeah, there was a lot of cheating allegations for many years around
him.
Is
that right?
Oh,
I
yeah.
didn't know that.
Yeah, there's been rumors, and I do believe that even like Taylor hinted at it like years ago. Like there
no
have
way.
Been, there have been murmurs of him and his infidelities for years, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not speculating. They could have the divorce and separation could be completely different than that, but that's just what I read on the net.
Well, so Taylor Swift fans are like, well, Taylor won.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
This has nothing to do with Taylor.
Now listen, as a guy who's been through a divorce myself,
yeah.
The divorce is between the two people in the marriage.
Absolutely, as it should
not,
be. Yeah.
It's nothing to do with somebody else.
Yeah.
But what I do want to ask is, honestly, okay, so maybe cheating's a part of it. Do you think that she saw what happened with the whole Taylor Swift music thing and then thought, you know, this might be the straw? I actually want to know that. Do you think?
I think I think she saw maybe his true character, yeah.
Like, really? And he's, because I think that's revealing, don't you?
Absolutely. And he's incredibly successful. He's done a lot for a lot of artists and you know, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, he's a bully in the industry. We've talked about this, right? He pushes artists, and he pushes for his artists to be on other artists' features. Like, it's he's a pushy guy. And, I mean, maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe he was like, maybe she also didn't want the drama surrounding her anymore, because she has, you know, she's a philanthropist. She does a lot of good work on her own. And maybe she didn't want the affiliation. Also, the kids are still young. They can, you know, relatively young. They could separate now without having too much drama. I don't know. I'm like, go Yale. Like, I'm happy for her.
No, it's really, really interesting. I think, you know, at the end of the day, I almost forgot. He hired a really famous divorce lawyer.
Oh, good.
And I think you should know who this person is. Her name is Laura Wasser. Let me just give you a list of clients she's represented. Mm-hmm. Johnny Depp.
Oh, good.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Hillary Duff.
Oh.
Johnny Knoxville. Britney Spears.
Good.
Christina Aguilera and Kelly Clarkson. And she also represented Dr. Dre and Heidi Klum.
Wow. Was it Ryan Reynolds' divorce between him and Alanis? Was that when it was?
No, he didn't marry Alanis. He married Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, right. I always forget about that. Interesting.
Yeah, and she's actually got a podcast. And it's called Divorce Sucks with Laura Wasser.
That's, you know what, girl? Get it. But so they had a prenup, right?
Imagine you're, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm
they
sure
had a
they
prenup.
Did. Though it's funny, you imagine, okay, right now she currently has Dr. Dre, Kim Kardashian, and Scooter Braun as clients.
Oh, she's working for Kim too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, apparently. Anyway, she's somehow involved in that. Yeah, so it's just.
She's busy, that's for sure.
Anyway, good luck to all of them.
Take care, everybody.
It's messy business. Yikes.
Yeah.
Also, leave Taylor out of it.
Yeah.
Come on. Girl just wants to go on with her life.
They won't.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I think we're all rightly a little concerned about conspiracy theorists, because everybody's got one in their family. And no matter what, it's, you know, when it comes to like the vaccine conversation, it's almost like politics and religion. You cannot have it.
Don't even try it. Yeah.
Right. And it's funny because like it, I know from friends of mine and stuff like that, families are now getting back together and seeing each other and whatever. Yeah. And there'll always be that one uncle who's like, you don't know, you guys need to educate yourself.
We don't know all the facts yet.
Right.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Right. Like, and yeah, so we kind of do, but. and the thing is about facts is that facts are usually not very interesting.
Yeah.
And that's why conspiracy theories are so much fun, is that, like, frankly, it's a heck of a lot more interesting to think that Bill Gates is putting a chip inside your body than, you know, Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson and Johnson just have a random vaccine. You know, vaccine technology is like 150 years old. This ain't new. Like, we've been doing this for a while. But
it's something to believe in. You
but know? Bill Gates wants to know what you're doing. Now, what I love about this is there was a big conspiracy freakout in Toronto yesterday.
Oh.
Somebody snapped photos of white UN peacekeeping vehicles.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you've seen them before, but they're armored cars, right?
Okay, yeah.
And the whole thing is, you know, they're white and they say UN on them, so everybody knows. And they are military vehicles. That's what they are.
A little scary.
Bulletproof, that sort of thing. Of course they're scary looking.
Okay.
Supposed to be a little bit intimidating. Mm-hmm. So somebody snaps a picture of it and Twitter goes nuts. And they think that it's, people are like, I knew it.
They're here.
Forced vaccinations coming. We knew it. We knew this was coming all along. Today is the day. And people were like absolutely losing their minds about this. And you can imagine, I want you to imagine the person in your family who is the QAnon person. I want you to imagine them right now when they see this. Guys, this is what the Ford government wanted the whole time.
You've heard this. Yeah,
I was right. You didn't listen to me. Turns out a factory in Toronto makes them.
Oh, so they're just here chilling because they were just made.
Well, because they were just manufactured, yes.
Okay.
So somebody came in and was like, hey, I hate to burst your bubble, but this is where we make them.
Yeah, they're just being built here. They're heading out. Like, but now I wonder, what will that uncle make out of that? that's what they want
you to
think. Well,
yeah, that's what I would say if I was hiding something.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's always a workaround.
Oh, my God.
All we can ask you is this, and I know I'm going to get a bunch of angry texts from people who are anti-vaxxers. I get it. And I'm so,
just
feed
just
me.
Say it.
I'm ready.
Just say it.
Get your vaccine. Be safe.
Yes.
And nobody cares what you do
Yes.
on your private time. Really, nobody cares.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
An Ontario motel is so popular that Netflix is actually making a show out of it. So it's called Motel Makeover. It's coming to Netflix on August 25th. I cannot wait for that. The June Motel, which you may have heard of, it's booked out forever in Sable Beach. It was like transformed from the shabby roadside stop to one of Ontario's hottest destinations. It's so incredible. It's all over Instagram. And it's actually done by a pair of best friends, April Brown and Sarah Sklash. They, I guess back in 2016, they just wanted to quit their day jobs and become, they wanted to live the millennial dream. Obviously, they probably had some backing there because that's really hard to do. But they've done such an incredible job with it. I encourage you to go to Instagram and check it out. I can't wait for that new Netflix show. Taylor Swift's re-record of Fearless is not going to be resubmitted for Grammy nominations. So as you may remember, her first album, of course, was up for a bunch of Grammy nominations. And it won a ton. It's actually one of the most streamed country albums of all time. But her rep has said, yeah, we're not going to actually put it back in after careful consideration. Taylor Swift will not be submitting Fearless. It's already won 4 Grammys, including Album of the Year, as well as CMA Album of the Year. And yeah, we just want to leave some room.
Right. And I think leave some room is the key there, because yeah, they know it would have won stuff.
Well, that's the thing.
And at a certain point, it's like, come on.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And also, it'll give her a little more room to put out more music next year. And we have, speaking of music, so much new music coming today and tomorrow. So not only is Lil Nas X putting out a brand new song, it's called Industry Baby. It has Jack Harlow in it. That sounds fantastic. Camila Cabello is putting out her first song in 2 years, and hopefully an album's coming. Kanye is putting out a brand new album tomorrow, Donda. This is the long-awaited album from Kanye, and it's named after his late mother, first album in 2 years. And Better Believe, which is a brand new song from The Weeknd, Belly, and Young Thug, just came out today, and here's a little listen of it.
All right, okay, you know what, okay,
it's not my favorite Weekend song, but it's here, and that's what's trending. I'm Jax. I have to be honest.
All right.
I have to be.
A couple songs from right now, you're gonna win $1,000, but you haven't won it yet. You'll win it tomorrow. You need to get the keyword in a couple of songs so you can pre-win this thing. Summer side hustle. It's your extra job. And all we ask is you listen to Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is there anything better than a petty fight, passive-aggressive, to men in their 50s?
I mean, there's a lot of things better than that, but more entertaining, no.
This is pretty entertaining. Okay. So Vin Diesel and Dwayne The Rock Johnson don't get along. And we thought that they had wrapped up their feud because basically, I guess Vin Diesel sort of like goes on to set late and things like that. And The Rock is a very type A person, right?
Absolutely,
likes to be
yeah,
on time, know your lines, do your thing.
Yeah.
You want follow his Instagram, gonna nail it.
Very regimented.
Yes. Whereas Vin Diesel's kind of not.
Loosey goosey.
Right. So Vin Diesel basically said that, that everybody on, that he has to give everybody on set some tough love. Mm-hmm. Vin Diesel's the guy that's pulling everybody together on set and being like, guys, you know what? We need to do better than
this. Family.
And somebody asked The Rock about it. And this is really funny. The Rock said, I laughed when I saw that.
Yeah.
I laughed hard. I think everyone had a laugh at that. And I'll leave it at that. And I wish them well. I wish them well on Fast 9, and I wish them well on Fast 10 and Fast 11, and the rest of the Fast and Furious movies they do without me.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So they've been fighting for a while, and I guess, you know, The Rock's probably looking at things and going, like, I don't really need this anymore.
He's busy enough.
Yeah, he is. And he's the biggest star in the world.
Yep.
He's the highest paid actor in the world. He doesn't need Fast and Furious. And Fast and Furious does extremely well anyway, with or without him. So both sides, it's sort of like, maybe this was time for it to end. However, I do love that Vin Diesel and The Rock are having a petty man fight. And my only hope is that Vin Diesel responds. Do you not hope for this?
No, I want them to get along.
Why?
Because I think it would be nice.
I mean, it'd be nice to have The Rock back in the Fast movies, for sure. But
I also just don't like seeing the saucy side of The Rock. I just think of him as really nice.
Well, he was pretty good there.
Yeah,
he said,
so.
Hey, I laughed at that, and I laughed hard, as in like, yeah, no, that's not necessarily the truth. But what did he say? He didn't say anything bad.
So.
Just said, I wish them well.
All right, only answer, celebrity boxing match. That's what it'll be.
Actually, that would be sick.
That'd be
it's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Now that people are, like, leaving their homes and getting together, you're going to run into people that you're really not expecting to.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, you're like, oh, God, please don't let me run into you. There are people... There may or may not have been a few people on the street that I was wearing a mask and they were wearing a mask. And I'm like, you don't know it's me. And I'm going to keep going.
They probably thought the same. You never know.
Maybe they did. Which is, listen, that's great for both of us.
Absolutely.
But then there are people that you're excited about. Yeah. And we want to know who you're excited to run into again. Or maybe accidentally on purpose. Now, Jax, you ran into who this morning?
I was driving down Queen East on my way here. And I spotted a familiar face at the crosswalk. And I screamed, like screamed. I rolled down my window
and
screamed at 5:50 in the morning, Jess! Jess! And then she turned around. It was my therapist.
Oh!
Yeah!
Now,
and I haven't seen her for 18 months. I was so excited.
Some therapists are weird about that. I remember when I was going through my divorce, the therapist was like, listen, if I ever see you guys on the street, I just want you to know that you don't have to acknowledge me.
We talked about it, especially because like I knew, because I was moving east and I kind of knew that she lived east. So I said, like, if we ever run into each other, and she's like, you let me know what you want, what you're comfortable with. So like I knew she'd be cool to see me. It was just probably jarring to yell at somebody.
At 5:50 in the morning.
Yeah, she was on her way to the gym, but it was like I saw Santa. I was so excited because I miss her.
Now, was that her energy? Was it? Did she give you the same energy back?
She said, "Jax, because I miss her a lot. I mean, or she was just pretending. I don't know.
It up at 5:50.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good to see her though. And like, I realized that like, you know, outside of like your friends and your family, there's those people like maybe they're your barista that you haven't seen because you haven't been working downtown in a year, or your favorite coworker. There's all those little people that you forget about that your day to day, like you really like, you really depend on.
There's a Starbucks across the street from work here. Mm-hmm. And the guys in there, they know all of us with our masks on or not.
Yeah.
And I think it had been like 8 months since I'd been in there. And I walked in and they're like, we knew this was your order.
Yeah.
And they're like, how are you? And
that's
it's super weird because you find like, okay, you know, you of course you want to see your family and stuff like that. But even those little moments with people that you don't otherwise see ever.
Yeah.
Man, that's a big deal. Yeah. Feels good.
My heart was warm. I can't wait to go back and see her and not yell at her in the middle of the road.
Jax, we need to talk about the volume that you use when you run into people on the
street.
She's
like, don't do that again.
It's kind of nice. Yeah. It's kind of nice. A lot of people are texting us saying, oh, we thought it was TJ that you ran into.
Oh, I wish. I missed TJ. It's been 3 days. Codependency at its finest.
I think he's coming back on a plane today from Vancouver.
Yeah, he's a West Coast guy.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. So hit us up. 999-999-4168-729-9999. Our boss was actually hanging around the radio station yesterday. She can't come in because we've got a lot of strict protocols still here at Bell. And so she did a music meeting in the alleyway behind the radio station. We've got an alleyway at the Much Music building here. And literally they just played like some of the new songs that no one's ever heard out of the window, including the one with Weekend and
the
Belly.
Weekend track.
So she had her meeting there, and she's like, "I just wanted something normal."
You got to do what you got to do.
100%. Hit us up 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. That routine person that you're excited to run into that maybe you don't know all that well, honestly.
But you miss
them. I'm excited to see you again. Who is it?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
It's nice to say that we're honestly getting back to it. And there's going to be people that you see that are not your family and your close friends. You're like, oh, yeah, I miss you. Could be your barista. Could be the bus driver.
Yeah.
Could be whatever. Who is it for you? 999-999 or 416-872-9999 for Jack. She saw her therapist this morning at 5:50 in the morning.
It was so nice.
Now,
not over Zoom. It was so nice.
No, just on Queen Street. Now, what do we got on tech?
I got Amanda from the 905. I miss the other moms from my son's daycare. I'm an EA and all fall summer, so he goes part-time, and we just get there when we get there. No more rushing in the morning. So we're usually the last ones there and don't get to run into the other moms.
Oh.
Mom club. Text in the 416. Shout out to all the crossing guards. All the crossing guys downtown, especially with school.
It's so true. In high school, we had our guy, Hilton, He was our crossing guard at Port Union Lawrence, and he was just the best. Everybody loved him. And for our Christmas assembly, he came up and sang like a song in front of everybody. He was like
salt
a rock star.
Salt of the earth. Everybody who is a crossing guard is a good human.
The best.
Text from the 905. I'm a teacher, and I miss seeing my students in person. Absolutely.
Mm.
Text from the 289 as well. My people were my gym trainer and gym owners. I remember driving once to the gym during lockdown, and I got so, so excited. Now back at the gym, and I get to see them every day.
You're back with your gym, right?
Yes, I'm back with, I'm doing some outdoor classes, like with my old gym, who don't actually have a physical space anymore, but like their trainers are all still there.
That's cool.
It's like seeing a ghost. It's literally like seeing a ghost. It's like, I love you, and I miss you, but I haven't seen you for so long.
It's funny, eh?
You're also full of shame because you're really out of shape. And they aren't.
No,
it's just those people that you don't, you know, aren't your family or your friends that you actually kind of need for your day to day.
Oh,
so nice, yeah.
Absolutely. It's the little things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're almost there.
More people come back. If that's you, it's exciting. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
If you missed Puff Daddy, don't worry because he's coming back with new music. I don't know if anybody was really like, oh man, I need a P. Diddy album, but he did announce that he's going to be putting out a new project called Off the Grid Volume 1. It's going to be coming out September 24th, and it's going to be the beginning of what he calls the Love Era. So if you remember back in May, he announced that he legally changed his name to Sean Lovecombs. So he's a man with many names and many, many hats. John Tory finally cut his hair he's looking good.
He's had a rough couple years. I feel like he deserved a haircut.
He has his hair got rather bulbous, I'll say. So he's looking really good. So he actually announced it. He was like, you know when like people get their haircut and they're like, check out this fresh cut. He was all over Instagram and Twitter being like, did it, look at me. He also gave his barbers a shout out and said support local, so that was really nice.
I know this seems ridiculous, but I think he missed an opportunity to be like 70s John Tory.
Yeah.
And sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And if he'd grown out the mutton chops a little bit, got a mustache, he could have been 70s Toronto mayor in a heartbeat, and people would have been here for it. I'm a little sad he didn't go for it.
Did we need that though?
No, we do need that.
Okay,
we need that from JT.
All right, fair. Taylor Swift has announced that she's not going to be resubmitting Fearless, the re-recordings for Grammy nominations. Her rep said, after careful consideration, Taylor Swift will not be submitting Fearless in any category in this year's upcoming Grammy and CMA awards. They also said, you know, she's already won 4 Grammy awards from this album, so we don't need to redo it. I think what they're essentially trying to do is leave a little room for others. So it's good to see it.
I think they would have won. And the problem with that is it's the same songs.
Yeah.
And people would have had a real issue. So PR-wise, it would have been a bomb. Yeah. It would have been terrible.
Yeah. And so smart move here.
100%. She's won enough Grammys.
She'll
be
got
okay.
Enough,
she'll win more too.
Yeah. And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Now, just over an hour from right now, we can get you another keyword so you get another shot at $1,000. That is with the Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle, where we pay you money just to listen to us. That's your side hustle, listening to Virgin Radio. How easy is that? Mm-hmm. Here's BTS.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So there are sometimes people in the celebrity kind of realm that are so inextricably linked that when something bad happens to one, everybody's like, well, what's the other going to do? In this particular case, Scooter Braun, who is the manager of Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, and Justin Bieber, has filed for divorce from his wife. Now, we knew they were separated, but now it's the official filing. And, of course, everybody's looking at Taylor Swift going, yeah, Taylor won.
Yeah.
Now,
you got him.
To quote Taylor Swift from another incident, I'm sure she would like to be excluded from the narrative. And, frankly, I don't blame her because the divorce is between the two people in the marriage.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with Taylor Swift. I guess they got a couple kids. He's already agreed to pay her spousal support.
Yeah, and they have a prenup and everything. They're fine.
Yeah. Now he has hired Laura Wasser, who, you know, represents everybody from Kim Kardashian to Ryan Reynolds to this very, very famous divorce attorney. Even has a divorce podcast.
Yeah.
The thing is, there's been a couple of things. So I didn't know this when we talked about it earlier this morning, but Jax mentioned that there is a Real Housewives of L.A. or Orange County, I think. You got it there, right?
There's a lot of... So Erica Jane, who is on Real Housewives, there are some cheating allegations around her that he's been with her.
Because they met at a sex club in
they
L.A.
met
last
a
year.
Sex
we do
club,
know that.
So allegedly they've been together. There have been rumors of him having affairs for years. Like for years, even before they got married. These have been around for years. And I don't want to generalize. And like we just said, divorce is between the two of them. But like, he's business-wise not a good dude. So I can't imagine like, and mm-hmm. he's probably a great father and sometimes great husband. But I can't imagine like fidelity-wise that he's a great dude either.
Right.
I don't want to generalize, but I kind of just did.
I think it's hard to, you know, with any of these situations, yeah. It's hard to know what's going
we
on.
We don't know.
What's interesting about, what was her name again? It's Erica...
Erica Jane.
So Erica Jane is married to the Aaron Brockovich lawyer. Have you ever seen the movie Aaron Brockovich?
Yeah, but he's a lot older, right?
He's a lot older, like 30 years older. And I only know this because Lawyer Bay, my girlfriend, is like obsessed with The Real Housewives. Yeah.
So a lawyer.
So I didn't realize this, but they got got into separation and stuff last summer and are divorcing. And she definitely thought that they were going to be married forever. What's interesting about him is he's a lawyer who's now been disbarred for embezzling clients' funds. He was the guy from Aaron Brockovich, the above board, really good dude. And they found out that he was stealing money from his clients to fund his lifestyle. And then on top of that,
what would Julia Roberts say?
There are allegations out there that he is divorcing his wife, who Scooter apparently hooked up with, so that they could hide assets. Divorce, they hide assets, and then they come back together. And so a judge ruled like earlier this year, and this is kind of crazy, that people who have been aggrieved by this particular lawyer can go after her for assets as well, because there is enough suspicion around the case. It's gross, all of it.
So that's good, because it sounds like if Scooter did indeed cheat with this woman and maybe they have a future, it sounds like they're going to have a really healthy business. business agreement. Doesn't sound complicated at all.
If I was a good lawyer in LA, I'd be calling them right now. And I think it's very, very interesting that, and maybe I'm wrong on this one. Maybe you've seen this with your friends. Maybe you haven't.
Yep.
These people tend to find each other, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I'm just happy for Yale that she's getting away from Scooter.
Yeah. You think it's hot to yell out Scooter in bed?
Like, absolutely not.
Just wondering. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How much do we love Alessia Cara?
So much.
She's just great. And she grew up in Brampton, obviously, in a very traditional Italian household. She said she had an especially strict father.
Okay.
Prominent focus on school.
Yeah.
Small friend circle. No sleepovers. Which I thought was interesting. She said, but it did allow for music. She's like, Italians, we love our music. We love to dance. Yeah. We love to be loud. So that was always kind of around in my life. My mom would play the tambourine when we were kids.
Cute.
And we would dance around, which I think is super cool. Now, I wanted to zero in on no sleepovers. Because I think every set of parents that you have has an odd thing that they're weirdly strict about. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think about it in a vacuum, what's a sleepover going to do? That's not going to corrupt your kid,
crime.
Right?
Crime. Sleepovers lead to crime. That's true.
That's why you were so dangerous when you were young kids. Just too many sleepovers, right, Jax?
Too many sleepovers.
But for whatever reason, for your parents, this made sense. And I think every single person has that one thing. I'm going to bring Mikhail on for this, our lovely producer. But Jax, I want to start with you. What were your parents super strict about that you're like, that was weird? Why that?
I don't think there was any like specific weird things, but they were very strict. Like, I had a curfew. My mom judged all my friends, and she was pretty she was pretty particular about who I was hanging out with.
By the way, she knows we're friends, right?
Yeah. Yes, Adam. Okay. She knows we're very good friends.
What does she... You What's know when that? People are super judgmental, I'm like, what are you saying about
no,
me?
No, she likes you.
Oh, she does?
She likes you, yeah.
Because we've never met in person.
No, it's true. She thinks you're trusty, and she says that you're warm.
Oh, that's nice.
And she also, like, my mom is very specific about eye contact, and you have good eye contact. Okay. Like, if I brought a great friend home and they didn't give her eye contact, they weren't coming back. Like, it was
my
real.
My parents were, they were all about that.
It was real.
If they had a bad handshake, my parents were weird about it.
It's like character definition. And I turned into a young offender criminal, so it really worked out well when my mom and dad were so strict on me, didn't it?
Producer Michaela?
I'm trying to think. Mine was mostly that my parents wouldn't really let us go to parties very often.
Really?
Like, even if it was just like birthday parties when we became teenagers, they're always worried about underage stuff like that. So we just never were allowed to go.
Underage partying?
Yeah.
Drinking?
Yeah.
Drugs?
All the stuff. She was worried, very worried that we were going to be corrupt.
So what did you end up doing? Like, did you end up sneaking out? Like, what?
No,
how did you deal with that?
My sister and I, well, to put it nicely, my mom's a bit of a helicopter mom. So we. I love her to bits. But at the end of the day, I think that we were way too terrified of what she was going to do to us as opposed to what our friends would say to us on Monday.
Right. Well, listen, you know, I love my parents.
Yeah.
And they might be listening right now because I know they're coming to the city to pick up my daughter today. But if I were to describe my parents and my family as anything, it would be waspy. We are waspy. Yeah. We are. And what that means is cleanliness is close to godliness. And in fact, we didn't have time for God. We were cleaning.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one of the things, and my parents to this day swear this never happened, but it for sure happened. Mm-hmm. I remember a couple of things. Number one, if I left my shoes at the door, my dad would hate it.
Uh-oh.
And I did it a few times. But it wouldn't be for very long because, like, we had a closet for the shoes. You take the shoes off, you put them in the closet,
makes
right?
makes sense, yeah.
But my dad got into the habit of, even if I slipped them off to run upstairs, he threw them on the front lawn.
Not a chance. Good.
He'd just take them and just whip them out the front door and be like, go get them.
Attaboy, Ken. Good. I mean, he's proven a point. It's stuck with you, hasn't it?
And then the other thing, and I loved this, and I brought this up, actually, because I introduced Lawyer Bay to Ken and Sharon.
Your girlfriend, you mean, your parents. Yes.
So Ken being my father, Sharon being my mother, my stepmother, excuse me. I told them the story about how I had a big dresser when I was growing up. Like, you put your clothes in it or whatever. And my parents were bound and determined. They're like, your homework does not sit on your dresser.
That's right.
And your clothes do not sit on your dresser. They go in the dresser and your homework goes back in your bag. And we're not having this any other way.
Yeah.
And they swear that didn't happen, but it absolutely happened.
Well, it sounds like you were traumatized, so I believe you over it.
Well, I remember this. Yeah, and they said, it only happened when you left it out for 3 or 4 days, which with me is, I can imagine.
Oh, you can imagine you leaving things
maybe
around? Adam Wilde, the famous person who leaves, you leave a trail, an Adam trail. An Adam trail. There's Adam trails everywhere. There's one in our office. There's one in here. It's true, Michaela. You've known him for 7 years, too.
Yeah, Michaela's been working on shows
with
me for seven years.
It's the Adam trail. It's everywhere. TJ hates it.
A little shout out to Ken and Sharon because I love you very much.
We're getting some good texts coming in here, too.
We
got one now from the 416. My Russian friend's father never allowed her to have sleepovers, and his reason was she already has a home. I love that.
Yeah, okay. So on my mom's side, my family's Russian. I can so imagine that.
That's a Russian dad thing.
Honestly, Russians are just like, you have bed. Like, why else would you need another bed? Ridiculous.
I love it.
Love it. Hey, bring them in. Hit us up with yours, 999-999 or 416-872-9999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Your parents were oddly strict about this one thing. We're talking about Alessia Cara, grew up in Brampton, strict Italian household, wasn't allowed to have sleepovers. And you think about that, it's like, sleepovers, really? But you would be surprised how many people were not allowed to have sleepovers growing up on our text message. It's crazy.
So many people.
What else we got, Josh?
Text from 905. I have three sisters and my parents did not allow boys upstairs in our house where all the bedrooms were.
Oh, I wasn't allowed to have girls upstairs at all.
I could have, like Derek, my high school boyfriend, could come over, but no door. Like, the door couldn't be closed.
Absolutely not.
My dad would take it off. Yeah.
My parents have said, no, you're just not going.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, there's not going to be a bed in you.
Well, that's why I'm gay now. I couldn't hang out with Derek.
My problem was I couldn't get a girl to go out with me, so no one came home anyway. Well, it's true.
You were so special
bit of
in
an
high
ugly
school.
Duckling.
Text from the 905 here as well. From a small town, and kids would hang out at the general store. My mom thought, though, that these were bad kids, so I was never allowed to go and hang at the general store. I ended up getting dubbed with the nickname The Hermit.
Were you allowed to go in Halifax? Were you allowed to go to, like, Micmac Mall or, you know, any of the local malls and hang out with your friends?
I wasn't, but I did. I used to take the 55 Port Wallace bus by myself, and I would go. It only came once an hour.
So the reason I ask is because growing up in Scarborough, either you went to Pickering Town Center or Scarborough Town Center, but you went to one.
Yeah.
And I remember telling my parents, I was like, I'm going to go out. And they're like, where are you going? I'm like, well, I'm going to take the bus. I'm going to go to Kennedy, and I'm going to go and hang out at Scarborough Town Center. And they're like,
No, you're not.
You're not hanging at a mall. What are you going to do at a mall? And I'm like, I don't know, shop. And they're like, you don't have any money.
Yeah, it's like the place to be. You're just hanging.
You don't get to hang at the mall.
Got another one here from the 613. I grew up with my grandparents through high school, and they had three rules. Tell me where you're going, when you'll get back, and giving them a hug. That's so sweet. That's not strict at all. I like that a lot. And then we have another one here from the 905. I come from an Italian household, and we weren't allowed to go out and have sleepovers or play too much with friends. Reason? You have cousins for that. I love that. It's true. Man. You got a lot of cousins.
Okay. Keep them coming. These are great. 999-999 or 416-872-9999. It's Elijah Wood.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We have a bunch of new music coming out. Not only do we have a brand new album coming out from Kanye West tomorrow. I mean, we've been waiting for this for what is years since 2019, the brand new album Donda is going to be coming out. It's sounding like it's going to be a lot more like old Yeezy style, and of course, named after his late mother. Also, Lil Nas X is putting out a brand new song as well. Camila Cabello is putting out a new song, first new song in like 2 years, and hopefully a new album coming along. And The Weeknd put out new music with Belly as well as Young Thug today. Take a little listen, and also 999-999, what do you think of this?
Can we flip? None of mine is against stable. They turn the crown to a halo. They roll through the town like a tailor. But don't make a move till I say so. Drop a few hits and I lay low. Ever since I've been single, what side chick wanna be magic? She know I'ma make it famous.
Be dee 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 dee. That's
his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think as far as The Weeknd goes, there's songs where you're like, I've never heard anything like that in my life.
Yeah.
And then there's songs that are like, oh, like that's The Weeknd and that's the formula.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to be insulting because I flippin' love The Weeknd. But a song like that, it may be a hit, just doesn't get me excited.
Yeah, and sometimes he goes so like out of the creative spectrum, and then sometimes it's like that, like you said, a little bit of formulated. So, but either way, hopefully we'll have a brand new Weeknd album soon. An Ontario motel is so popular, it's going to be an actual Netflix show. So Motel Makeover is coming to Netflix on August 25th. If you're familiar with the June Motel in Sauble Beach, like this, it's unbookable. It looks incredible all over Instagram. It was actually founded by two best friends, April and Sarah. And yeah, Netflix is going to be producing the show, a 6-episode series covering how the pair managed to create a trendy oasis while running out of time and money. And also, we are hearing that Taylor Swift will be bowing out of consideration at the upcoming Grammy Awards for the re-recorded version of Fearless. Yeah, her team has said, we're not going to be putting the re-records in. You know, it's already won like 4 Grammys, including CMA Awards as well. And it's one of the most awarded country albums of all time. So we don't really need to do this, which from a PR standpoint is a very good idea. And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Another summer side hustle keyword happening for you after The Weeknd. Give us 3 minutes. We will give you a chance at $1,000 with 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Perhaps the most famous haircut in Toronto history. John Tour, your mayor. We like to call him Daddy Mayor around here.
Zaddy Mayor.
We were talking about the word zaddy yesterday. Explain that one more time.
So zaddy is an older gentleman who's hot, and he's probably got silver hair, and he's trouble.
Now, you were saying that John Tory could be classified as a zaddy.
He could be classified as a zaddy. However, because of his haircut as of late, no fault of his own, he's become a shaddy.
Which is what?
A shaggy daddy.
A shaggy daddy. Which is that a level down?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, I felt like he should have
deserve it.
Committed to the hair, gone full 1970s, mustache, mutton chops, everything. And he would have looked spectacular. Even bell bottoms. Like, why not? Right? Nice pair of brown
bell
bottoms.
No.
Suspenders. Who knows? What could have happened? It could have been great. But he did get a haircut yesterday.
Yeah.
And boy, John Tory is a very, he's a very friendly guy. He's a very low-key guy, but he seemed pretty pumped.
He, like, put it, like, you know when somebody gets, like, their hair done for the first time or, like, maybe, like, does a drastic, I don't want to generalize, but usually I'm talking about women, and they put it all over their Instagram. They're like, got it done. That was Daddy Tory yesterday. He was like, check me out. Guys, I got my hair cut on his Twitter, on his Instagram, on his Facebook, everywhere.
How long do you think it took to trim that thing down? And did he do balayage?
I don't even, like, my partner is a hairstylist, and I still don't know what a balayage is.
Yes, I don't either, but I assumed you did, so.
Well, you're right. My girlfriend did your girlfriend's hair, and she has a balayage, and I still don't know
what
that
is.
I have no idea.
So is that a nose?
You know what? John Tory's hair doesn't look like your girlfriend's hair, so I'd say no.
Okay. All right.
It's not as pretty.
Mayor Tory, we're very happy for your haircut.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When you ask a 33-year-old woman what she's doing today, and she responds, I'm going to see a tugboat from my childhood, you have questions. Yesterday, I did too. Jax and I both grew up, and maybe you did too, on a show called Theodore Tugboat. Nova Scotian show, but ran across the country.
That's right. Got,
you know,
that's damn good. Right.
And he used to toot around the Halifax Harbor and, you know, explore themes of fairness and friendship.
Yeah, very nice.
Everybody liked Theodore Tugboat. Now, they actually made a life-size version of Theodore, and it sat in the Halifax Harbor for years. And when I used to live out there, I was doing overnights at
Don't
a station called Virgin Radio.
Don't do this.
And we used to jump on Theodore and, you know, we would invade Theodore after dark because, again, there was nobody there guarding him. And you could do bad things. And we didn't do anything. Like, we didn't deface it or anything. Yeah. You just get drunk and take a few pictures and then get off.
If you don't know what Theodore looks like, go Google him right now and imagine Adam jumping on him. He's so cute.
I might have worked on him, too. I'm not going to lie.
Adam, leave him alone.
So Jax was like, I'm a bad Nova Scotian. He rolled through Oshawa and then Toronto, and then I guess he's going to hang in Hamilton for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't know for how long. Is that permanent?
He's on a tour, but I have to say, and if any of Theodore's PR team are listening, your socials need to be he's very hard to find. Your social media are out of date, and
right.
I don't know where to find him.
So that was the thing.
Yeah.
You went down to Hamilton yesterday. You drove 45 minutes to see a tugboat.
Yeah, I did, Adam. You know why? Because these are my passions, and you should mind your business.
What did you do?
How did it go? And again, online, it doesn't really say where he is. Mm-hmm. And then I had a couple of people, and thank you so much, DM me, because apparently he left Hamilton and then came back to Hamilton.
Ooh.
They're like, you better double check that he's actually there, because apparently he went down to St. Catharines, but he was back. So I was like driving, and I'm not super familiar with Hamilton, and I was like driving around the waterfront, and I was like looking for him, and I was down by the yacht club, and I was like driving around, and I couldn't see him, and I was just driving, and more boats, and I couldn't see him, so I was giving up, and I was leaving, and I looked in my rearview mirror, and through like the sails, and the yachts, I saw a little red hat. And by little, I mean big. And that was Theodore's red hat.
See, when you went and saw him.
I went and saw him. But it was like, I was about to leave, but he was like, no, 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 I'm here. Come back to me.
So what did you do?
I went up and I took a video of him, and then I left. Because there was children. It's weird. I realized how weird it is.
Yeah, it's a little weird, man. You're like a 33-year-old just coming up. Hold on, guys. I need to touch the tugboat.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to leave.
I made a video of him, and I, at the time shooting it, I felt very weird about it because I was like the only person by myself, a grown person. And it wasn't everything that I wanted, but he looks good. The sea's been good to him.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
He's aged well.
So Jack saw Theodore tugboat.
Okay, I'm busy, Adam. If you ever need me, I'm busy doing
Man,
things.
You can make yourself busy doing errands like that. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're out of here. But we did want to let you know, there's money on the line.
Yeah, baby.
You need to be on 99.9 Virgin Radio basically all day. Because we've got your summer side hustle keywords every 2 hours. Your next one's at noon, and then two, and then four, and then six. And what that means is we give you a word. You go to 99.9virginradio.ca. You click on that front page. It just says summer side hustle. And you win $1,000. If you just enter your information and the keyword. And by the way, if you want to listen the whole thing, like the whole way, you can enter the keyword every time. There's no limit on this. You don't just enter one. You can enter it each of them.
That's right.
Better's your chances, right? It's not the worst thing. Now, by the way, we got a bunch of texts from Hamilton going, hey, Theodore Tugboat, which Jax went to see yesterday, he's out on Pier 8 in Hamilton. Word has it, it's permanent and he's staying.
Really?
Which I think is a big L for Nova Scotia. I mean, he's a Nova Scotian boy. He's doing the typical Nova Scotian thing, which is moving to Ontario.
That's very. So I put the video on my TikTok and people were like, give us, because I don't have it in my profile there that I'm from Nova Scotia. And they're like, excuse me, Ontario, give me back Theodore. And I'm like, guys, like,
you should maybe
it's going to be okay. East Coast, I should.
Yeah.
Wear the flag all
East
day.
East Coast lifestyle.
Come on, just listen to me for 1 second. You'll find it out.
Somebody else wanted to text in and support you, Jack.
Thank you.
I love Theodore growing up. I absolutely would have driven 45 minutes to see him in person. She did not drive 45 minutes to see him in person. She drove an hour and a half, and she drove the 10 or 15 minutes along the pier it took to find her. So 45 minutes to Hamilton at the pier, and then 10 minutes along the pier, 10, 15 minutes there, and then 45 minutes back. So my question to you is, as an adult, would you have spent your time in such a manner?
I just don't, like, I feel bad for you because you don't know what true love is. You've never felt that. And you, I'm assuming, have no heart.
I must not.
I'm lashing out, aren't I?
You know what, Jax? You lash it. I'll let you have this one. That's fine.
Thank you.
A great day. We'll see you tomorrow for
Love
Friday.
You.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.